Welcome to the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack podcast, exploding into your eardrums like an offshore cyclone, one of those ones that just whips everything up into a frenzy. Look, Kingy, Ben Castagnoli are with you alongside Tom King, K-Rock's number one caller and chief of the show. 3-2, the Cats. Kingy, was it a good effort? It was a pretty good effort. They won by 6 goals. A few Bruce Nankervis moments, though, in the third quarter against the Suns, but they were, given the milestones, it was nice that they got the chockies.
9 points down early in that third quarter.
They were pretty good, the Gold Coast, weren't they?
Considering they lost Rowell, 10 minutes in?
And they also got jumped.
Yep. Yeah, they were 20 points down.
The Gold Coast of old, the white flag would have gone up at the quarter time huddle.
Well, I was expecting, 20 points up at quarter time. Yeah. Do the math. Is this 12-13 goals?
Yeah, it was a percentage booster.
Yeah. Actually, the Cats picked up 10%.
Yeah.
Even with a 37.
Well, you can if the score against you is relatively low.
Which they kept, and that's what the Cats have done pretty
much. Yeah, they've been pretty strong, or most clubs have. It's been hard to score.
Yeah. I think the Cats are third for defence and, third for offence and second for defence.
How many sides do you reckon they've played that will end up at the pointy end of the ladder, though?
Giants.
Is that the only one? I don't think Hawthorn will be. Certainly the Suns won't be. They're improving the Suns, but they're not going to be there. The Blues are okay, but they're not a final eight team.
And Melbourne won't be.
So they've played four teams. I reckon every now and then the coaching staff be lying in bed thinking, geez, with that Carlton game.
If they were 4-1, they would have given themselves a buffer. 3-2, there's really no buffer.
No, once you're giving yourself a buffer, then it's you need the buffer every now and then just to get you through a season.
Yeah, and they haven't got that at the moment.
No.
They're off to big game against Brisbane. You know the Cats?
Yeah.
Do you know they are unbeaten as the home team at the SCG?
Right, well, are they the home team?
They're the home team. So in 1903, they beat the Blues by 10 points.
At the SCG?
At the SCG.
Why were they playing the SCG? In 1903?
1903.
How long it took to get there?
I think it was Ivan Forbes. There's a name that nobody will ever forget. 3 goals.
Oh, Forbster.
Three of 7, which is a good performance.
Wow.
And
do we know why that the game was held there, though?
Oh, I don't. The AFL, the VFL must have been thinking, let's try and spread the game.
What do you think the travel arrangements would have been like back then?
Train. and
might have been a horse and cart sort of stuff.
And it would have been break of gauge at Albury, so they would have caught the train to Albury, and then because we were still trying to sort out we were one country 2 years in, then they would have got on another train. They probably would have rolled in at 7 a.m. on the Saturday morning of the game.
But it's quite extraordinary how that would happen back in those days. That's 117 years ago.
Yeah, and it did happen.
Wow.
It did happen.
So they're good. So they're good when they're the home side.
And the other game,
do you reckon they've looked at that vision of that game?
The other one was against Melbourne in 1981. I think it was 1980. Terry Bright, inaccurate. 5 goals, 7.
Old Terry Fright. We used to call Terry Fright the Mars Bar Man.
Because?
Because you remember the Mars Bars always used to have the 10% extra? He only ever gave us 10%. So we used to call him the Mars Bar Man.
Oh, he's a good man, Terry. Tommy Floyd had 30.
Oh, Tommy Floyd. He was a perennial Rezzy's player.
He had red
hair. He was one of my faves.
Didn't he have red hair?
Yeah. But he was more of a Rezzy's player than a senior player.
Well, he had 36 or 37 touches this day. Tried to find the Brownlow votes from the day, but couldn't find them. Would have been interesting to know. But
Len Gandini?
I think Tommy Floyd played in that hat-trick of reserves flags in the early 80s.
Yeah, I always remember because we used to get there early as a kid, and Tommy was always, and I don't know why, I just liked his name, and he wore 37.
He wore 37, and he had the Caribbean gold.
He did. It was a little bit of a, there was a rinse through there that was little, stood out a little bit. He's only a little fella.
Yeah, it wasn't much of Tommy Floyd.
So, no, anyway, we digress. So what you're saying, Kingy, is that the Cats are an absolute shoo-in. No doubt the bookmakers will have seen that and assessed that form, and they'll be into $1.13 as we speak.
Gamble responsibly.
It's a big ask, though. I know, this team isn't the Brisbane of old. Mm-hmm. They're very good. They put Port Adelaide to the sword last week, which I think, King, I know this might sound faint. It'll go one or two ways. Brisbane will have a stinker. They'll be on top of the world. They'll get a little bit ahead of themselves, and they'll have an absolute stinker, which is what we hope as Cat fans. Or they're actually, they've improved on last year again, and they're growing in confidence, and they'll be just as good.
I've got a feeling they might pull the Cat's pants down.
Well, I hope not. And spank hard.
Yes, I think they will. They are very... If I had a lazy $10 just lying, I would be looking at possibly... And knowing that there is not going to be a lot of football played in Victoria in the foreseeable future, that the Brisbane...
Is there a matchup for Harry Taylor?
So
I'd say Colin Jasny to McStay.
Blitzarves to Hipwood.
Yes, and I don't think there's a matchup for Harry Taylor.
Because Buse goes to Cameron.
Yeah, and he will be Bruce Nankervis because he's talking about pants being pulled down.
Five goals.
Poor old Buse.
And apparently, according to the coach,
he didn't play that well.
Charlie Cameron didn't have much impact.
No, they only kicked 10.
Yeah,
and he kicked half of them. Yeah, but he was pretty average.
I think if Chris Scott could have that.
Yeah, there's a few. Didn't he suggest too that Brody Grundy wasn't that good in the influential in the first final last year when he had 8 million hit outs? His frustration. I know he keeps himself cool, calm and collected every now, but the coach says some things that you can just tell his frustration levels and he just gets ahead of himself and he just says some things that you know that are just born out of frustration.
Now, if Buse goes to Cameron, who goes to McCarthy?
Well, Jack Henry.
Well, I was hoping Collar because it's quite funny. I've interviewed Link McCarthy for the K-Rock pregame.
How'd that go?
I said, what matchup do you expect? And he goes, I hope I don't get Collar because he always used to do me over at training.
Right.
If the Geelong coaching staff are listening, which I think they are Cat Attack podcast fans.
Sometimes.
They will put Collar to maybe...
Yeah, it's an interesting matchup because Collar Jasny's 193. McCarthy's 177, I think, or 178.
Yep.
He's only sort of...
But Collar's got the mobility to go with him.
He has. I just would have thought McStay... I suppose McStay's 195, 196.
Henry?
Collar Jasny's probably got 2 centimetres on Henry. Henry's probably 191.
Henry with a better reach?
Yeah, I don't know. Collar Jasny's got... I think he's got more of the form on the bigger forwards.
The other question I want to ask is, Dan McStay going to do that 2 weeks in a row?
Well, he's a good player. They've been so patient with him.
But his career hasn't told you that he's consistent.
No, probably not. But he's one of those... He takes the most unbelievable vice-like marks when he gets his hands to it. They just stick.
Yep.
There's no... Like
Ablett Senior when he had Kickett and Hurd coming from either direction. Yeah.
Well, I'm not as good as that.
No,
nothing was as good as that. But he can just take these just absolute one clunkers, the sort of Spider-Man web and the ball just sticks. Just an interesting story about Dan McStay too. His dad owns a tattoo parlour which is probably shut down now, but tattoo parlour in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
So I did an interview with him when I was working at Inside Football. You've probably heard this story, K-Rock, yeah. And he was a lovely guy. It's probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yep.
And he was a really nice guy to chat to, and it was just, they'd come off their off-season, and I sort of said, what did you do for the off-season? What did you get up to? And he said, I went to a tattoo convention in America with my dad. And I said, okay. I said, you obviously, stupid question, but you're obviously into your tattoos. He goes, well, I'm not, but my dad has a tattoo parlor. He's telling me the story that he's done a lot of famous tattoos and of people in Melbourne and blah, blah, blah. And then I said, how many have you got? And he said, donuts. I don't do tattoos.
No.
So his dad is covered in them and does them for a living, and Dan is tattooless.
Blank canvas.
Yes, he is. So, by the sounds of it, unless he's changed, he wasn't anytime soon getting a tattoo. But he's a good player. But my point about Collar Jasny playing on him is that Collar Jasny has form against some of the bigger profile, sort of what you would classify as that mid-size, taller forward. Finals last year, Rewalt and Darling took him to the cleaners. Probably in a similar, they're a similar type player to McStay, who might be a little bit taller than them, but he's more of a mobile type forward.
Yep.
So I reckon Collar Jasny's got the form. I'm not sure Henry has that form on the board against those sorts of players. He's maybe better against a mid-sized forward. I'm trying to think who else might be in Brisbane's forward
line. McInerney.
If he goes down there, you're going to need a crane.
So does Taylor go to McInerney?
Potentially, but I mean, how can you have Harry Taylor in the team for a player who is only going to spend 5 minutes
I reckon there's a big chance Lockie Henderson's playing tomorrow night.
For who?
For Geelong.
No, but for who's not playing?
Well, I don't. Well, it's only a 5-day turnaround.
That would be from, that would be coming from, so you're going to have Taylor, Henderson, Collar, Jasny and Blitzarf.
Taylor play.
That is, that is the biggest, tallest foot defence in the history of the world.
Does Taylor play, and I only say this, your cynicism says that Harry Taylor was dropped despite being managed.
Of course.
He was horrific against Casbolt. Did he only come back last week because Tom Stewart
went out? My theory is, and this is not, Harry Taylor has been great for the Cats. It's very difficult when a player gets to the end to talk about them negatively because they've been so good for so long. He's been fantastic. I just feel he gets hidden a little bit at GMHBA. And he can
because of the narrow
ground, his go is to read the play. So you get lulled in that he's going okay because he does okay at GMHBA Stadium. But then when you get on the bigger ground, even Casbolt at GMHBA moved him around and he couldn't keep up. Yeah. Jeremy Cameron did it last year to him. And Jeremy Cameron's an agile forward, so that he's done that to more than Harry Taylor.
Yeah.
But you get lulled in that he's going okay, and then you want him to perform on the bigger stage, on the bigger ground, and he can't. My theory would be get a defence without Harry Taylor so that you're actually structuring something up that will work outside of GMHBA Stadium.
Yep.
If you need him break in case of emergency and there's nobody else to play, fantastic. Put him in because you'll know that he'll give you 110% and he can play a role. But if you think you're just going to roll him out each week and he's part of your team and he goes okay, and then we saw it last year, he struggled in the finals. And I think a lot of Cat fans, even former players, even potentially current players, were surprised that he's gone around again.
Yep.
So I just have, and how many players, how many teams require what you would classify three defenders to cover in terms of having three tall forwards?
It's very rare.
It is rare.
Yep.
You look at West Coast, Kennedy, Darling, Collingwood have Mychek and Cox.
Yep.
And Cox can't catch a cold.
Yep.
That's it. Richmond, Lynch, Rewalt. That's it. And Rewalt's only about as tall as Collar Jasny anyway, about 192 or something.
Yeah.
Giants, Finlayson.
Cameron.
And Cameron's agile. He's not really your clunking.
Sydney, you've only usually got Franklin and McCartan.
There's not that team that requires Blitzarves, Taylor.
I reckon they will play him. I've just got a sneaking suspicion that Henderson might get a game.
The other thing too, King, I reckon the knock, one of the knocks on the Cats, particularly at finals, has been that they play too many defenders.
Mm.
They're trying to squeeze nine defenders into the 22.
Time to attack.
Well, I would have thought. And I mean, look, as I say, Harry Taylor has been unbelievable for Geelong.
I tell you what, SCG is going to be crucial for the Cats being able to...
See, that'll suit Harry Taylor probably.
Yes.
So,
maybe.
But my point is, did you play him and think, yeah, he went okay, and then... get to a bigger ground and he's not.
What will potentially happen is that you will get clearances out of the middle where Taylor is good one-on-one, where he'll be happy to just be body-on-body with somebody, i.e. McInerney, as opposed to if he was on a bigger ground where, you know, it's more than just a quick kick out of the middle into the forward line. So I suspect that if the Cats get shelled at the centre clearances... They're in a world of...
Yeah, they are. Well, I mean, any team probably is.
But especially at the SCG.
Yeah, because you can kick it long and deep.
You can have it to 20 metres out from goal in the blink of an eye.
The other one is Lachie Neal and McCluggage.
Who goes to... Does Guthrie have to go and do a job on Neal?
Well, Geelong don't send anybody to anybody.
Well, I think they need to.
They won't start. They'll back their processes in.
So Neil's averaging
until they fall apart.
Neil's averaging 30 touches. Oh, he's 30 touches in 16-minute quarters.
And McCluggage is just he's a jet. McCluggage. Mm. He's just a bit off Broadway, but he is a jet.
Yep.
They've got some good
players. Hence why he went pick two or three.
Three, I think.
Yeah.
From South Warrnambool.
Yes.
Berry's a very good player. Underrated player.
He's a very good player.
He's an unbelievable. He's a Chuck Berry good player. He's very good. They've got a lot of good players. Andrews is possibly the in-form.
That's a good matchup.
Best defender against Hawkins. Mm. Yeah, that's a good matchup. Hawk was good last week. Kicked his three, which is that's three now is a bag of six in the old days.
Gardner goes to Rowan.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
Who have they got going to Radicalia?
Yeah, well, their defence...
Is it Gardner or Radicalia?
Well, they're one short in terms of their tall defence. Yeah. That's probably one area where you... But you need the big Savaloy. We said he was dangerous last week, didn't we, King? We did. And you're just shaking your head because we're not going with that
you're
again.
You're going with that again.
On the podcast.
Anybody who heard it on the broadcast will know what we're talking about. We are not touching it.
So yeah, that's probably one area. Look, it's a massive game for the Cats because
I'll tell you what,
to go 4-2 be huge. Enormous. Yeah, it's sort of get that Carlton game back.
Yes. Yep. The big one is Fort in the ruck against Martin. That's I think Fort's been
okay.
He's been okay. Yeah, I reckon he's been better than okay.
Yeah.
He's been competitive. He's provided around the ground. He's found the footy. He uses the footy okay. And he's had Gorn and Witts in consecutive weeks. Now he gets Martin. Then he's going to get Grundy.
Yeah. Well, how far away is Stanley?
Maybe at least a fortnight.
What do you hear about Jordan Clark?
Not a lot.
Someone say that it wasn't fitness.
Well, was it more than that?
Well, I don't know. His fitness was okay. There's just, I don't know, they're just making him earn his games, okay. But there must be some reason.
There will be changes.
Who do you reckon? Gaz play?
I don't think so.
You mean he's out?
Well, 5-day break.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay. They've talked about how they didn't manage him properly last year in the end. They thought they could get away with that suspension in the middle of the season and that would be enough. And Chris Scott has admitted, we got it wrong.
Yeah.
Now, they've played 4. If you're playing 16 games, you might as well go... And you're going to Perth, you'd probably play him for 4 and you'd give him this off. And this gives him, instead of a 5-day break into a 7-day break, you give him 12 days off. Plus everything else that's gone on in Gary Ablett's life this week. Now, obviously he's had the issue, the son's had his issues since it was diagnosed.
Yeah.
But Gary's made it public this week. So that brings a whole new level of emotion that you maybe just say to Gary, look, do you know what? You might think you're okay.
I can't fathom that he would go up there if he wasn't playing. My theory is that he will come home from Perth at some point and miss a week or two.
But the issue is because of the way the restrictions have changed with Victoria and the borders, I think he has to go in with the Cats. If he doesn't go in with them on Saturday...
Do you reckon what they could do is they could have some sort of at Checkpoint Charlie and they have Gaz in a box and he just gets smuggled from North Korea into South Korea.
What was the film? The Great McCarthy, where they... Remember they went... No. You haven't seen The Great McCarthy?
No.
So it was about an Aussie rules player in the bush. And
it was Jack Thompson, isn't it?
No.
He was in most other movies.
I think John Jarrett was in it, actually. Wolf Creek.
Oh, yeah.
And they went and... they went and basically stole him. They took a helicopter and... smuggled him out of his country town to get him down to play.
Maybe they might be able to do that with Gaz. There might be some sort of... Do you reckon the boffins down there at Geelong are just working out a plan to get Gaz over the border?
Some scurrilous.
Yeah.
There's a word we don't use.
Scurrilous? No, we don't use that one. We need to use that. But I just love... We get some ways of just... Maybe the listeners might be able to give us some ways of getting Gaz if we needed to get Gaz across the border. How could we get Gaz across the border? Well. But I don't know. I find it hard to believe that... After the big break we've had and the shortened quarters, that you're going to rest him after 4 games. I don't know. Look, you might be 100% right. I just
think 5-day break.
Yeah, but look, it's shortened quarters. Gaz is not playing that crash and bash role in the midfield anymore.
Not. Is he needs room to be creative. Is the SCG not the ground for
but
him?
I think any ground's for him. He could be playing.
But is the SCG different?
No, he's so dangerous and his creativity is so...
He still hits that handball.
So elite that it just, it doesn't matter what ground he's on. And his ability to hit targets... in congestion is probably what helps him at the SCG because it's tighter confines. Even though it's a wide ground, he can pinpoint, and that's crucial when you've got bodies all over the place.
I tell you who the SCG will suit.
It'll suit someone. Who?
Charlie Constable.
Do you reckon he'll be in this week?
I hope he gets a crack.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
I don't think he'll be in. They seem to be on the shelf.
No Atkins.
He's certainly not the toilet paper at the minute, which is just whipping off the shelves. He's more of your sort of... What's something we're not buying in the lockdown? I'm trying to think of something you don't really need in the lockdown. Can't you think of anything?
No.
I'm trying to think of a couple of things that are just not required during lockdown.
Melways.
Yeah, the Melways is the GPS isn't required. I think you might go into the supermarket and there's just a whole heap of it there because no one needs it. There'd be something out there.
Let us know.
Cooking spray.
We could... A lot of takeaway at your joint, man.
No, I love that cooking spray. You just spray it on anything and it's just slippery as all get out.
Just make sure when you do it that you haven't turned the the burners on the
oh,
stove.
Oh, yeah, and you have a little bit of a, you have a little bit of a flare-up.
Yeah, might have made that mistake before. Never again.
What else has been happening, Kingy?
What else has been happening? Well, we've still got Atkins and Stewart sidelined.
Yeah, well, that's, so yeah, no time, that's not
no
ideal.
No real time frame on Tom Stewart, but it is a fractured
collarbone. Do you he'll think about bumping into someone when the ball's 4 million miles away again?
Probably not.
You can't believe he got injured doing that.
Talking about injuries.
Yeah, what's happened? Oh, no.
Over the border.
Who?
Your mate.
Dan. Mm. Menzel. Yeah, it's tragic for the
fellas. Was it a broken foot?
Well, I haven't spoken to him, but he'll be breaking something. Mm. He's got a lovely, though, which is lucky.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so, well, I think he's still... Because he was sort of free agent there for a little bit and wasn't sort of... He wasn't in a hurry to sign any contracts while he was a free agent either, let me tell you. But I think he's been locked away on at least a 1 year deal. So he's got to have the lovely there to console him, which is always nice.
He's one game back for his home club.
Do you reckon that Tinder got an absolute spanking last night before lockdown? What?
Probably.
Just because you're just thinking, oh my God, 6 weeks. And if you're single, you think, goodness me, I don't know if I can survive. Just send out the lockdown message, I'm in distress. I've got 6 weeks. Do you want to come and hang out at my joint?
SOS.
Yeah, so look, I can cook, I can clean, you know, we can do our own thing and then just keep ourselves, each other sort of consoled.
The Cats play the Lions and then go to play Collingwood. They fly out Saturday.
No side bottom and...
no De Goey, potentially, depending on how things unfold.
And obviously no how, so three big outs for the Pies. So, but the old, if you think you're going to win because they've got three blokes out, you always lose those games.
Fremantle and West Coast, they've got... I reckon they've got to put... We know who they're playing for the next 4 weeks. Well, we assume that it's Fremantle and West Coast after Collingwood. 2-2 would be a great result.
For the next four?
Yep.
Yeah. That'd be. I reckon they'd nearly take that. Because playing over there against West Coast and Freo on their own dunghill...
Don't come home behind the ledger. At worst, be square, but...
If they were 1-3, so if they were came home as...
No. So, but I mean, as in overall. So if they came home... But we don't know when they're going to be home. They're gone for 6 weeks, we suspect now. If this lockdown 6 weeks... They've gone for a month.
Do you know what surprises me a little bit
about
the lockdown? Mm-hmm. Like people are jumping up and down that they didn't have enough food, like for one day. If you don't have enough food in your house, right, for one day, you deserve everything you get.
Some people aren't as well off as you and I.
No. But there's got to be something in the ranch. There's got to be an orange. There's got to be an apple. There's got to be something. There's got to be a can of tuna. There's got to be a... If you actually have not one thing to eat in your house and you have to go and buy it every day, you know what?
Look
you
in the mirror.
Deserve everything you get.
Look in the mirror. We're here for Kerr's Hire.
Yeah.
Your local hire company since 1982. 100% locally Geelong owned and operated.
38 years.
North Geelong, Ocean Grove and Grovedale is where you'll find them.
Is that Jared, a big Neuson arranger?
The Vaca Neuson.
What does that do?
I'm no good when... Do you know...
It sounds pretty impressive.
The Vaca Neuson. Oh, Jared Kerr is the man.
Loves the Rock, loves the Cats.
He does love the Cats. He's a big Cats man.
Is he?
Yeah. He actually has the kids' little high fluoro safety vest arrangements too. I got hands on a couple of those not long ago. They're fantastic.
Did you ever the Nelson?
So you put the kids out into the... You put them to work out in the yard. You put the safety vest on and go, all right, this garden needs a bit of a touch up.
You've got the council crew out the back.
While I sit and punt on the fourth at Gawler on a Sunday afternoon.
A bit of Gawler action.
Do you know what? I've found that, tipping anything that's got, Todd Pannell, Kayla Crowther, old mate Holder, Jason Holder.
Stubby.
Old Stubby, he's going to make you some dollars on a...
Eventually
a Sunday.
Yep, you can also lose you some dollars if you're not on the right race at the right time.
That's very true, Benny. So the Cats, they're gone. We're big weekend, Benny. You and I are busy.
Yes, we are busy this weekend, so I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night because I reckon it's a little, as I said, and I'm not poo-pooing the Cats because they've been okay at 3-2, but I don't think they've played anybody.
No.
They played the Giants and they got beaten. Mind you, that was a thousand years ago, but they were pretty well beaten that night, although they played okay.
What if they'd lost to Melbourne? And that should have...
They should have lost to Melbourne.
Jake Melksham...
This is my point. I just don't know where the Cats are. No. So I think Thursday night gives us some sort of guide. You know, if they could get over Brisbane, you say, okay, yeah, they're going okay. If they get soundly beaten by Brisbane, you'd probably suggest that they're a fair way off the pace, the Cats, after six rounds.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have we seen enough to know whether the Cats can win the flag or not?
No. I look. Do you want? I'd love the Cats to win the flag. I don't think they can.
No, I'm in the same.
I don't think they. I just there's too many holes in that team.
Do they play finals?
Oh, if they didn't play finals, my God, that would be a disaster area, given the recruiting to miss the finals altogether.
What's the pass mark for Geelong this year?
A pass mark with the way that they've recruited, and. You know, they've gone and got Stephen, they've kept Henderson, they've gone and got Josh Jenkins for reasons that completely escape me. They've got Harry Taylor back. They kept Gary Ablett, which is, you know, Gary Ablett deserves to be playing. But they've kept all those blokes for a reason. They haven't kept all those blokes to finish eighth.
No.
So I would say they'd have to finish top six, top five.
Win a final.
Yes, to at least justify their pathway in terms of what they've done with their list.
So second week of the finals at a minimum.
I would thought that is a bare minimum pass mark, and if they were to get their pants pulled down in the second week of that finals, I'd say it would be a failure.
It's back to the drawing board.
Because as I've said 100 times on K-Rock, and I know you know Brian Cook said that we can't bottom out. Geelong end up in no man's land.
Yeah.
That's what happens. They draft in no man's land. They finish in no man's land.
3 picks inside the first round next year.
I know. Well, they're relying on West Coast to lose more. But I think West Coast are probably going to come good.
Yeah, but they're still going to have 3 picks.
Yeah, they will. And the talk already is that some of those picks may not end up as draft picks. They will be used to get players.
Jay Cameron?
Well, that's one that's talking about. Supposedly his parents have moved to Geelong and did so, I think, last year.
Yep.
He's a free agent as of the end of this year.
Correct.
So there is talk that Geelong are looking to get, and I'm sure there's 17 other clubs that are probably having a sniff around Jeremy Cameron too, but Geelong is certainly in that ballpark. Is that the way to go? Do you just keep topping up to hope that you're going to get there? At some point what you're topping up with, in terms of the players that are already there, and you're hopefully adding two or three pieces to get to that flag, those players you've got, that group or core that you've got in place, isn't good enough to get you there. So I don't know. I am a big believer in at some point, and I don't know when this point is, but at some point Geelong are going to have to run the flag up the pole and say all this unfortunately hasn't delivered us a flag. It's delivered us some success in terms of winning games and being part of the finals.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it hasn't got us really close to winning the premiership.
Yep.
I mean, a prelim, I suppose you could say that's close. Geelong really weren't, you know, I don't know. Have they got close, do you reckon, in the last 7 years?
Yes. They led Richmond by 3 goals at half time in a prelim. They led Hawthorn by 4 goals at three quarter time in a prelim.
And lost.
Yeah. I look at 3 years and go, you just had to get through the prelim. They always say the prelims are the toughest.
Yeah.
They get through in 13, they beat Freo and win the flag. And I know these are very hypothetical, but they would have won the flag in 13.
And they would have won it last year.
Yeah. And they would have won it in 16.
Okay, I'll ask you this question. With what they did in the off season this year, in terms of their list, and given what happened last year, do you think Geelong are closer or further away from a premiership?
Further away.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's my point. At some point, you've got to say, put your flag up the pole.
They're further away. Say, well, do you know why they're further away? Because everybody's a year older that still needs to be on song to win them a flag.
And I don't think that they have, you know, Jordan Clark is potentially, I mean, the one that, and it's such a stretch, the one who could change the dynamic for Geelong is Nakia Cockatoo, but is he still training, anything?
He's training,
injured? No.
No, he's played in scratch matches.
And I know it's a stretch. Through. He's the sort of player, though, that could change the dynamic for Geelong.
Correct. Yeah, it changes the group. If he gets back out on the field, all of a sudden it re-energises some blokes.
And he could string together 15 games and play well in the finals. He's a game changer, the way he plays the game.
Yep.
Who else for Geelong would you say is a young player who is a game changer who's on the up? Jordan Clark not playing.
Yep.
Who else?
Well, Constable's not playing.
Constable's not playing.
Is he really a game changer? I think they like Kruger.
Yeah.
But he's going to need another year, I reckon. Kruger and Cameron in the same forward line is...
They're both similar sort of players, quite agile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kruger a bit taller.
Yeah, but he's agile though.
Yeah.
He's mobile. Yeah,
but that will be worth having a look at.
I don't know. It's a long way to go, but I'm just fearful that Geelong's ship has sailed in terms of the premiership.
Yeah. We might pose that question to our listeners over the weekend, Benny, because we're on air from 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Oh, yes.
From the K-Rock Hub. Calling
the hub
Geelong and Brisbane. Link McCarthy, one-on-one, I went with.
Yeah, was he lovely fellow?
Yeah, talked about his relationship with Chris Fagan and talked about just, you know, how a change of scenery with the body, you know, he thinks the warm weather's helped with his ailments that kept him to... He will play, how's this? He plays his 30th game for Brisbane tomorrow night.
And he's played 29 for the Cats.
He played 29
in 17 years.
Yeah,
it's funny how that works, Kingy.
Absolutely.
And you know what? There wouldn't be a Geelong player who would be begrudging of him. They'd be happy for him because he was a very popular member of the Geelong group.
And he's a dad too now.
Is he?
Yeah. He's been 5 months.
Oh wow! I didn't know that.
Little Lenny.
Yeah, because his brother played obviously up at St. Joey's, and then I think returned back to.
He's gone back to Glenelg.
Yeah, yep. But he was a really really popular member of the footy club. So the players would be wrapped for him, and it's good to see that he's been able to string some games together. And he's right place, right time with the Lions. They're on the up,
absolutely,
and they're seemingly finals bound again.
Yep. See you on the weekend.
All good. Good working.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisome dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerr'sHire.com.au. Represent, Geelong.